Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Tom Talk on Dressing for Success. I'm Tom Hoban, CEO of Coast Real Estate Services and the Coast Group of Companies, based in the Seattle area with offices in other places in the Northwest. We're a sizable property management firm managing apartments and office product and shopping centers, self-storage. We also have a brokerage firm, and we do some direct investing. So looking forward very much to this Tom Talk, as it's a little bit lighter than some of the heavy stuff we've had lately with government shutdown and some of the difficult circumstances of the day, talking about dressing for success, a fun one. My audience today would presumably be my own staff, salespeople, colleagues and associates of mine who are in positions of sales, whether you're selling services or products. Hopefully some of what I have to share today from my own experience, being both at the salesman's end of it, but also at the receiving end of it, having been solicited by any number of people, darn near every one of my lunches every day of the week is filled with either a pitch that I'm giving or a pitch that I'm receiving. So hopefully I've got something here for you. I'm going to put this into simple terms and maybe with a little bit of Tom Hoban twist to it. So three things today in this Tom Talk. Know your audience. Number two, head to toe. And number three, manners matter. All right. So let's start with the front end, the know your audience. Anytime we're stepping in front of into a speaking environment in front of an audience, and we've got some material prepared, I mean, the most important thing to do to begin with is ask ourselves, well, what do these people want to hear? How many times have you been to a seminar or listened to someone get up and talk about what they think is important, and for some reason they just sort of missed the memo on what the whole purpose of the event was and what it might be that those of us sitting in the audience might want to hear? And it doesn't matter if it's a big event or small. And if you're going into a presentation on property management services, or you're a leasing agent, you're going in for your presentation with a prospective tenant and their broker, I mean, we need to know our audience, whether it's big or small. Once we've sized up our audience, then we can make adjustments to not only our pitch, but also what we're going to wear that day. I mean, let's just give some examples here. If you're a property manager and you're trying to win management of a property, is it a good idea to come in dressed to the nines, $600 suit, driving up in your Hummer and making a big splash and selling success all day long? Well, you know, maybe for some audiences, but probably not, because the whole structure of property management is that of a servant's culture, right? We serve the owners of the property and we earn a fee in that service. We're servants to them. We have to adopt that idea. If we walk in and look and act like we're more successful than our client, then what's the message? I probably charge too much, or who am I to tell them exactly how to do this? Now, my track record, my abilities, my professional understanding might exceed theirs, and there's no question that's got to be part of it. Otherwise, why would they hire you to do this work that they could presumably do themselves? But the fact is that if we oversell our success, we A, could look phony, and B, probably scare them away, and at least cause a very difficult discussion around management fees and other questions like that. So know your audience. Let's think through who we're going to see today. And then when we go to the closet, let's tackle our attire head to toe, head to toe. So we all have got our system when we're hitting the road and we've got a pack for a three-day trip. And mine is head to toe. Most people's eyeballs land on your face first. So I need to start with, well, what is the stuff I need to kind of take care of the place where people are going to be looking at me the most? My head, my shoulders, my shirt, my jacket, my all that, right? So I've got to start there, and then I work my way down because I need a system. I can't miss something. If all I do is randomly grab things I see in my closet, sure enough, I'm going to miss the belt that matches the tan shoes, but I'm going to have the black shoes and the black belt with me. So now I'm walking into the meeting with the tan shoes and the black belt, and that's just not going to work. So it's head to toe. And very often, once we match belt and shoes, we've really kind of gone past the trousers and if we're on a vacation, you know, what kind of shorts we want, that sort of thing. So I don't need to talk about that much longer, but when we dress, we need to dress for success to fit our audience, and we don't want to forget anything, whether we're just stepping out for the day and coming back to our closet that night at home, or if we're on a road trip. Head to toe. You won't miss anything if you run head to toe. And then this is the big one, manners matter. I spent a little time this weekend at a local fair, and I sat down with my favorite sausage. It was sort of an Oktoberfest theme, and looked forward to chomping down on a bit of corn on the cob. And I sat down at an outdoor picnic table around a bunch of other folks at the fair, and I was just appalled at the manners displayed by the people at the table. Now, we're in an outdoor setting. It's kind of picnicky and all that, but there's still people around. I'm around. I'm sitting across from these folks. And it just reminded me, again, just how this our country's kind of veered away from a sense of respect for each other, and that includes manners. Manners are not something you do for yourself. Manners are something you do for the people you're around. We don't chew with our mouth open. We don't make noise. We don't fidget at the table. We don't put our elbows up. And we do those things as a courtesy to others, not because they're easy or the best way for us to take care of the meal. So let's just keep that in mind generally as we think about our etiquette for the presentation or the sales opportunity over lunch, all right? So three quick things. We need to figure out how we're going to order the food and what we're going to order. We need to engage with the waiter. He could be or she could be a real helpful tool in us if we're trying to persuade someone to be impressed by us. And then the check. We've got to deal with the check. So couple quick tips on that, and then we'll wrap up this Tom Talk. Ordering food. So always, you know, want to give courtesy to your guests to make the first order. But if they defer, then absolutely be ready to go with your own order at the beginning. So I like, you know, depending on how much time I need, I might try to get control of the waiter. And since I'm presumed to be hosting the meal, I have some ability to sort of say, no, we're not ready yet, or yeah, we're ready to order, and that kind of thing. So I think ordering's important. You always want to defer to your guest, but if your guest defers back, go ahead and make your order, and be decisive about that. Take time ahead of time. Today, we can often look at the menu on any restaurant we're going to in advance and get an idea of what we want to order. I'll try to walk into most meetings with my order in my head already, even if it's just standard fare, and I'm presuming they might have, you know, soup and sandwich or something that I tend to typically like, you know, a salad or something. All right, so when the waiter comes, I have a habit of wanting to know the waiter by first name. Having waited tables before, anybody who's done that, you know, that's just a courtesy. And if you want to get great service, talk to a waiter or waitress respectfully, and if you can ask them for their first name and they give it, and most of them will, remember it and use it when they come. The other thing that does is now you've warmed the waiter up to you. So the room is now getting warm, the environment getting warm to you and what you have to say and the kind of person you are. And there's no question that will have an effect at the other people at the table. And then the check. So when the check comes, you want to either get ahead of it by tossing your card subtly to the waiter. Again, if you know his name, that might help on one of his visits back. You could just slide the card out and hand it to him so that we don't have to have that awkward sort of stare down over the check. By the time I'm done signing the check and the prospect realizes that's happened, usually they're impressed. And I think that's a process that can risk offending because we don't want to send the message that we're hurrying our way out by tossing them the card too quickly. But if we can do it the right way and then we have control over the environment when the check comes back with the card run and prepared for my signature, then I get to decide how long I want to stay and keep talking. Let's talk about that ordering food at the front end, though. Boy, I love soup and sandwich, but in a business meeting where I'm making a pitch, I would never order soup. Soup is a sloppy, difficult meal. I think we all need to think hard about the nature of what we're going to order. You need to order foods that can be consumed fairly quickly. You know, a salad can be difficult and take a while. Salads are noisy. You know, I'm there to make a pitch. That's my first goal, not to eat. If I have to, you know, sneak a sandwich before the meal and then just eat a light salad so that the lunch meeting is productive, I'll do that. But let's be thoughtful about what we order. Spaghetti, flipping noodles around, and there it goes, little red dot on your shirt. These sorts of things have to really be thought through in advance. Your goal is to have a productive business meeting, not necessarily to enjoy the best meal you've ever had. So something to think about at the front end when you're ordering food. All right, well, that's Dress for Success. I hope you had some fun with it. I need to weave in some light ones from time to time, and this one sure fits that genre. Look forward to the next Tom Talk with you. Thank you.